Nada. No. You cannot die.
Oh, no.
Nada.
My daughter.
Come on, where are you going? Come on, keep your eyes open.
Judd, we got... Judd, we gotta get going. Those horses didn't kill all of the GC. They're gonna come back.
Your friend is right. We must go quickly.
Father. Father.
He's gone, Sam. Come on. Unless you want to be dead, too.
He would not believe.
You couldn't make his decision for him. Now, come on. Judd. Judd. We gotta go now.
Kasib, take your sister.
I've got her. Let's get out of here.
Kids Left Behind. Episode 50, 12 Days.
You two ought to be safe down here.
How come Bentley and me the only ones in danger? You Christians all breathe sulfur now?
Yeah, why the tunnel? Remember how nasty those locust things were?
We've only been in bed for the last 5 months because of them.
Don't tell me they're coming back.
They appear to be gone. Thing is, now we've got giant horsemen riding around, killing people that aren't Christians.
That I'd like to see.
Not me.
Sorry, only Christians can see them.
Oh, yeah. You got the mark on your heads that we can't see. You got invisible horsemen. Pretty exclusive club you're running here, Byrne.
You know, Janie, believe, don't believe. It's up to you. Either way, you want to avoid going outside for a while.
Yeah, okay. We'll hide down here for a while. No biggie.
Good. I'll come get you when it's safe.
So, what do you think of all this, Rumi?
You ever do any betting, Janie?
I dated a guy whose dad took us to the horse track. Why?
I wouldn't take odds against these people.
And why is that?
They've been right about everything so far.
Can I get you anything? Judd.
What?
Get you anything?
No. No, I'm all right.
I just wanted to say... I know I've been kind of tough lately. Especially where Nada was... You know... Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Judd. This wasn't your fault. I mean, nobody blames you for nothing.
Is that supposed to make it easier?
Suppose.
I appreciate what you're saying, Lionel, but...
I know. I know you're gonna get through this. It's gonna take some time, so... Take as much time as you need.
So, did Snow White and Cinderella survive their time in the tunnel?
Yeah, I guess the gas didn't make its way underground. Janie's more convinced than ever, though, that we're all out of our minds.
It's easier for her that way. I mean, if we're sane, she's got stuff to deal with.
Yeah, well, she's got stuff to deal with any way you look at it.
Vicky? What's going on, Melinda?
Hey. Could I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Alone?
Gotcha. I'll go start making some lunch.
Okie dokie. So, what's with the secrecy?
I kind of don't trust the others the way I trust you.
Well... Thanks, I guess.
When you told us about the horses, I freaked. Getting stung by those dumb locusts was painful enough, and this horse thing sounds even worse.
You know, you don't have to be afraid, Melinda.
Yeah, I know. Just believe like you do, and everything will be all better.
I never said it would be all better. I do know that you wouldn't have to be afraid of the horsemen.
That's just it. I don't want to do this just because I'm afraid.
Maybe that's how God's getting your attention.
Yeah, well, he's doing a good job.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
After all this time, what do you think about Jesus?
I believe he was God, like you've been saying.
All right, and do you believe you're a sinner?
You're kidding, right? Yeah.
Okay, so do you believe he died to take away your sins?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Then, do you want to be one of his children?
His children? You mean like a Christian?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I want to be a Christian.
Great. Then all you need to do is tell him that.
What if I don't know how to pray?
There's no magic to prayer. Just talk to God the same way you talk to me. Just tell him everything you just told me.
So, you guys out there rounding up imaginary horses?
Those horses aren't as big a problem as they used to be.
You put up some invisible barbed wire.
I became a Christian, Janie.
Really?
I can see Vicky's mark on her head.
And she has one, too.
So they scared you into their little club, huh?
That's what I thought at first, too, but it didn't happen that way at all. I just asked God to forgive me, and he did.
Translated, you're now one of them, the enemy.
Janie, you just don't understand.
Heads up, kids. We got company.
GC?
The horsemen. They're moving up the road. We gotta get Janie and Melinda underground.
Concentrate on Janie.
I'm trying to eat, thank you.
I can see them now. I can see them.
Really?
I'm not going back down there.
Mark, grab her other arm.
No! Get off me! Hey, nobody better touch that sandwich!
Maybe you don't know what happens to you, but we do!
Let go of me!
Ow, she's kicked me.
Traitor, you're not fit to serve Carpathia. You're a traitor, Bentley, all of you are. And GC's gonna burn you guys down, all of you.
Melinda, get this. Thank you.
You can't leave me in this dungeon all alone.
Jamal?
Hello, Judd.
I just wanted to see how you were doing.
I think you know.
I suppose.
I suspect you just want to talk.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand why. Why God would allow this.
We must trust God.
It's a little hard right now.
I know. But God never promised it would be easy for us. Only that we would be rewarded.
Yeah.
Do you know what Israel means?
Israel. Wasn't it the name that God gave Jacob?
That's right. You remember how Jacob wrestled with the Lord? That's what Israel means. Wrestling with God.
Yeah.
That's also what he calls us to do. Do you know what Islam means?
Peace, right?
Peace through submission. Peace if you do everything Allah says. Blind obedience. There is no struggling with Allah. You are not allowed.
So?
God wants you to wrestle with him. He wants you to fight with him. He wants you to question him. But only if you are sincere. If you are truly seeking his voice, you will hear it. If you fight with him just to fight with him, he will not honor that.
Yeah. It's just sometimes it seems like he's picking a fight.
Because he wants you to cry out to him. Since Nada was killed, I have been crying out to him. And I have received my answer.
What is it?
My answer is... my answer. You need to get your own. And to not be afraid to wrestle with God. He will honor it.
Father... excuse me.
What is it, Kasim?
I have good news. The global community has announced a gala celebration right here in Jerusalem.
Celebration of what?
The 7-year peace treaty. It will be in its halfway point in 3 weeks.
Why is this good news, Kasim? It means that Eli and Moisha will reach their due time.
Yes, but it also means Nikolai Carpathia will be here in Jerusalem.
We are to be happy about this?
Opportunity, Father. His presence means that it will be easier for me to kill him.
Yes, Kasim. For a grieving father, what better news could there be?
What did you find out, Conrad?
Well, school starts next Monday. They're going to be holding it at the football stadium. Kids are already lining up for registration.
What a bunch of dopes.
Well, frankly, they don't know any better, which is why I think it's up to us to show them.
Well, hold on a second here. Is this going to involve annoying the GC, getting into all kinds of trouble, maybe being arrested or chased halfway across the country again?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'm in.
Guys, we have a problem.
Another one?
What's going on?
Melinda's gone.
What?
She left this note.
I know the truth. I don't want to just sit around. I need to get back in the game.
She's nuts. The GC tried to kill her when she was on their side.
Melinda, what are you doing?
So, what's the plan?
Nothing we can do.
You're not going to do anything?
Well, too little to go on. I just think we should all stay together for now. At least until we know something.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new and improved Thoughtful Vicky.
Maybe we should just call her Judd.
Oh.
Ouch. In so many ways, ouch.
I'm kidding. Judd?
I don't know what to tell you, Vic. It's probably a good idea to stay put for now.
Like a jerk. The problems seem pretty small compared to what you're telling me Judd's going through.
I haven't talked to him since this morning. He's been shut up in his room here for a little. Oh, spoke too soon. Hang on. Judd, you want to talk to Vicky?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll be outside.
Thanks. Hey.
Hey, Judd. How are you doing?
How much did Lionel tell you?
Tell me what happened. I'm really sorry. I don't know what to...
Don't worry about it.
So, what's your plan?
I don't know. Lionel's been checking on airfare, but right now they're jacking the prices sky high.
So, you're thinking about coming back here?
That's one plan. The other is to... not come back there.
Well, if it helps your decision, it would be nice to have you guys here. Can't believe you've been gone almost a year.
Time flies.
And they're starting those satellite schools up next week. Darian and I are going to sign up, do some recon work.
Be careful.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do?
Keep praying. That's about it.
I will be. I promise. And I miss you.
Yeah. I gotta go, okay?
Yeah. I'll see you soon.
We'll see. Bye.
Didn't even sound like him. He sounded lost. Like some droopy-eyed puppy sitting in the rain that you just want to take in and dry off and feed and keep warm and... What?
Nothing.
I wonder how serious they were.
Judd's been over there a long time.
He didn't even say he missed me.
Don't sweat it. He does. I know he does. How could he not?
Thanks.
Look, they're going to try and get a flight home soon. Let's just keep praying that it happens.
I will. I'm just having a hard time with this. I just want him back.
Wow, I can't believe how many kids there are here.
Everybody under 20 is supposed to report.
Is this line even moving?
Doesn't seem like
I can take some of you over here.
Let's go.
Excuse me.
Ow! Easy on the pushing.
It's okay, Rosemary. We're almost at the front.
Good for us, Jackie.
Keep this on your wrist. You'll need it to get in or out.
Check it out. She's got the mark on her.
Okay.
can you tell her hat is pulled down so far? Pretty sure. It might be a shadow.
You next? Step up, Barbie. Can't reach you back there.
The name is Rosemary.
Yeah, that's your problem. Wristband. Keep it on at all times. You can't get in or out without it.
Oh, and why wouldn't I? I just love traffic cone orange.
Just keep the wristband on.
I don't think we should sit together, just in case someone recognizes us.
Good idea. The morale monkeys are everywhere.
We'll meet back at the gas station where Mark dropped us off.
Be careful.
Yeah, you too.
Dude, are you going to Kurtz's party tonight?
Hey, you are a global community morale monitor. You're not supposed to talk about that stuff when we're in uniform.
Just asking.
It should be an awesome bash.
Excuse me.
I'll probably be there. Now keep your eyes open.
Hi there.
Hi.
Are you new around here?
Around here? No. I've been coming to this stadium for years.
What are you doing?
Trying to get a date for the party.
You are such a loser.
What's your name?
Jackie.
Who's gonna guess that? You look like a Jackie. Wow, that's a great name.
Thanks.
Hey, Jackie, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna wash my hair.
Well, what about after that?
You'll have to excuse my partner. He doesn't realize that you're blowing him off.
Then I'm really glad you're here to explain it to him.
Thanks. So, what are you doing tonight?
Young ladies and gentlemen, this is historic Global Community Satellite School, number 1134.
Are we talking a school here or a rock and roll?
Please welcome
off,
the
baby.
Dean off. Of Students, Neil DeMosa!
Are you ready for some learning? Then you have come out to the right place.
Where's this DeMosa guy broadcasting from?
They're beaming him in from Atlanta.
From there, they beam it all over the country.
Now, when I was in school, I mean early grade school, we had show and tell. Well, hang on to your seat cushions, gang, because we've got the satellite school equivalent. First, we'll tell. Several months ago, one of our morale monitors decided she wasn't going to play for the team anymore. Decided she was going to help the enemies of Nikolai Carpathia. She decided, as we say, to go rogue. That's right. Well, I'm happy to say, after months of relentless searching, this morale monitor has been caught.
That'll teach her.
She's at our school in Central Illinois. And through the wonders of technology, we can show her to you now.
Dude, she's right outside. I saw her handcuffed to a truck out front before we came in.
No.
You know that girl they're showing on the screen?
Well, yeah, I mean, I used to.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking we're supposed to bring her in for questioning.
Listen, I'd love to stay and talk with you guys, but I gotta split.
Hang on, you gotta talk to us.
Later.
Get her.
Hey, watch out.
Excuse me.
Lay off the brand muffins before you hurt someone.
Just don't get in here. No.
Is anybody in here? If you're in here, you don't have to be afraid. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm actually trying to help you. Ah. You can come out now.
Give me a minute. I'm not feeling that good.
Yeah, I bet.
Natalie, you got anyone in there?
No, this bathroom's empty. Try the south end.
Got it. Let's go.
Wait a second. What's going on? Hey, you're the monitor that gave me this wristband. What are you doing?
Saving your bacon at the moment.
You do have the mark. You're a Christian.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to tell the whole world just yet, so keep your voice down, will you?
Oh, sorry. Any ideas how I can get out of here?
Here, wear my hat. Tuck your hair up underneath it. They may not notice you.
Oh, thanks. And now, about that girl they showed on the screen.
What about
her? She's a friend of mine. Any idea where she is?
They have her in a truck out by the media vehicle, surrounded by armed guards.
What's going on?
Not sure. But it sounds like a perfect time to get you out of here.
Vicky, where'd you get the hat?
I made a new friend. What's going on in there?
One of the schools in Texas is being attacked by the horsemen. They're showing it on the screens.
The monitors must have all run inside. The parking lot is empty.
They showed Melinda on the screen.
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey, these are the media trucks here, right?
Yeah, this one has a satellite dish on it.
Melinda's gonna be in one of these trucks.
How do you know that?
A little bird told me.
A what?
Come on.
Look, it's Mark.
Mark, what are you doing here?
Give me a hand. I'm trying to get Melinda out of here.
How'd you find her?
I saw them put her in the back. What's all the commotion?
Live coverage of the horsemen attacking a school in Texas.
Good timing. Distracted all those annoying little Carpathian Cub Scouts.
So, what's the plan?
Hey, Melinda, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
Yeah.
All right. So step back and cover your eyes.
Why?
Where'd you get the tire iron?
Never leave home without one. Melinda, let's go.
They put leg irons on.
Great. We can cut them off when we get back to the schoolhouse. But first...
Mark, what are you looking at?
That satellite truck. I have an idea.
Mark!
Here, take my keys. I'll meet you back home.
What are you gonna do?
Just go.
Why do I think that boy is gonna give me an ulcer?
Right. Okay, and the Bible says the number of witnesses' days are gonna be 1,260. Whoa, that's 12 days from now.
He should have been here by now.
Relax, he'll be here.
You don't understand. That stadium was crawling with those nasty little morale mice.
You certainly seem concerned. Maybe I should run off to do some mysterious thing.
What? No, you shouldn't.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying...
What is this now?
That's a GC truck. Hit the tunnel!
Wait, hang on! That's the satellite truck Mark was looking at!
You mean... he stole a truck? Why didn't I think of that?
Did you miss me?
We haven't started shooting at it yet.
I was worried about you.
I'm fine. This thing just doesn't go very fast.
What are you doing stealing a truck?
Not just any truck.
It's an RV. It's the size of a small town. It's got its own zip code. But I'm sure it's invisible from the air. And I'm also sure there's no way to track it, despite all this equipment on board designed to... Hang on. Yeah. Transmit!
Yeah, a satellite truck. It's a TV studio on wheels. Everything we need to broadcast our own TV show is in this truck.
And do you know anything about broadcasting TV shows?
How tough could it be? Have you seen what's on TV lately?
Oh, lucky for you, I know how to read. And I'm betting a boat like this comes with tons of big fat manuals. I'll take a look.
I really was worried about you.
I'm sorry. I just thought...
Let's just experiment from now on with letting me do the thinking.
Okay.
Good news. Manuals galore. Hey, there's some duct tape in here if you really want to quiet him down.
So I did some math, figuring out the number of days from the signing of the treaty, the one that started the tribulation, until today.
Yeah?
Eli and Moishe's due date is in 12 days.
Really?
Really? Don't that mean nothing to you?
Yeah, in 12 days, Nikolai is going to have Eli and Moishe killed. What do you expect me to do?
I don't know, something.
What have you been telling me for the last week? God has a plan, remember? There's nothing I can do either way.
I don't believe this is you talking.
Yeah, well, get used to it.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened and all, but you gotta snap out of this.
Get out of here!
I'm not going anywhere.
Hello, boys.
Great. This is all I need right now.
What's in the case, Kasim?
Have a look.
Did you collect an antiques or something?
That gun's gotta be 100 years old.
Yes. It's an antique, but it still fires. The global community took all the other guns away.
That's what you think you're gonna shoot Carpathia with?
This is what I know I am going to shoot him with.
You hear that, Judd? Homeboy thinks he's gonna pop a cap in Carpathia.
Why can't you both just leave me alone?
Perhaps helping me would make him feel better.
Hey, he's nuts, but he ain't that nuts.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.